Joining us right now, folks, he's going to be performing live at the Arcade Theater downtown on October 4th. Here with his weekly NFL quick snap segment, it's our friend Kostaki Economopoulos. What's up, Kostaki?
What's up, Randy? We're back. NFL's back. Whee! Week one of the NFL, road to the Super Bowl starts here, my friend.
Yeah.
But since it's a road to New York, it's going to be a lot of tolls and traffic.
Right.
It's going to take a while.
Right.
93rd season since the American Professional Football League began in 1920, way back when John McCain was just a middle-aged man. Season opener was delayed 34 minutes by a lightning storm, which was weirdly reminiscent of the Super Bowl with that electrical issue. Clearly the ghost of Ben Franklin hates football. Something's happening. Peyton Manning put on a clinic. 7 touchdowns. This just in, his neck is fine.
Yeah, right?
My opponent had Peyton in fantasy this week. Do you know how sad it is on opening weekend to be mathematically eliminated on Thursday night? 7 touchdowns. Really? 7? Is that necessary? Blaine Gabbert had 9 last season. Peyton threw 7 in one game. I guess that playoff loss last year stuck in Peyton's craw. I don't even know what a craw is, but apparently when something gets stuck in there, it makes your arm stronger.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's more shocking, that Ray Lewis is a good broadcaster or that the Jets won. I didn't see either one of those two things happening. Former Jet Darrell Revis now plays for the Buccaneers. He's the first person in history to move from New York to Tampa not to retire. The Jets somehow won that game 18-17, or as the Jets call it, a blowout.
Yeah.
Andy Reid got his first win as coach of the Chiefs. It's been a long time since Andy Reid and the Chiefs both won on the same day. Congratulations. Andy was so excited he almost blinked. Well, they're playing the Jaguars. Poor Jaguars. Blaine Gabbert got 15 stitches in his throwing hand. If that's not a sign from God to bring Tim Tebow back to North Florida, I don't know what we're waiting for.
I'm telling you.
Tebow apparently refusing to change positions. Well, you know, Randy, once a missionary, always. Cowboys beat the Giants Sunday night. Romo left the game what looked like a serious rib injury. He was able to return because, of course, all ribs in Texas are coated in a protective layer of barbecue sauce. The Giants turned the ball over 6 times. That helps when you're a Cowboy. Last time somebody surrendered that much to Cowboys, we got Texas and New Mexico in the deal. 6 turnovers. Arby's doesn't have 6 different turnovers. What the? And Coach Tom Coughlin not happy about the turnovers. They asked him about his running back, David Wilson. This is a direct quote. Coughlin said, "He's still very much in our thoughts." He buried this kid already. Lions beat the Vikings. Minnesota Vikings just became the latest business to fail in Detroit, I guess. Niners beat the Packers. Colin Kaepernick had over 400 yards and a record 9 bicep kisses. That was a big day. Mario Williams struggling with plantar fasciitis. That sounds like one of my Greek uncles. Don't mind him. That's just Uncle Fasciitis. NFL Players Association hired their own field inspector. I bet it's Snoop Dogg. The inspector's job is to ensure players are on high-quality grass, you see. Manti Te'o missed the season opener for the Chargers because his foot's in a boot. Well, that's one way to keep it out of his mouth. Let's close on this one. They think it's just a sprain, but Manti seems convinced that his foot has died of leukemia.
There you go. Kostaki Economopoulos and his uncle, plantar fasciitis, will be performing at the Arcade Theater downtown October 4th. Get your tickets.
I'm excited. It's been a while since I've been to Pittsburgh, and my mom's from there, so it'll be nice to get back.
Beautiful. Plenty of Greek restaurants right around the corner from where you're at, too.
Excellent.
Yeah, no kidding. Kostaki, thanks so much, man.